Some of the lachas of Bir Chametz. So there's more as a machlokes. What is the correct way to do Bir Chametz? Is the correct way to do Bir Chametz is with Sreifa, or the Chametz say that you have other options besides Sreifa. The person could be grinded up and thrown to the wind. The person could put it into the yam. Seems to be that in case of putting it into the yam, you do not need to grind it up beforehand because the water eventually will wear it away as to the wind. It's not going to fly away to the wind unless you grind it up beforehand. So you have other options besides Sreifa. So it's Mechloikas Tiner B'Yehuda says Dafka Sreifa. The Chachamim say any other options as well. So normally the Mechloikas Tiner B'Yehuda and the Chachamim, we would assume we pass on like the Chachamim, that a person has other options besides Sreifa. So the Shulchan Aruch brings down that a person has Bir Chametz, can be Sarfa, Oifer, Rebbe, Mezer, the Ruach. He brings down all these possibilities. But the Ramah says, our minigas to do is to do Dafka Sreifa, because there are some Rishonim Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore the minhag is dafka to do Sreifa. When is the proper time to do this Sreifa? So we know that we do the Sreifa the day of the 14th, in the 5th hour. Before the 5th hour, the Chametz is still ready to eat, is right to eat, so a person shouldn't waste the food if he wants to eat, might still be eating some of that food. After the 6th hour, it's already Aser B'Hanoah. You want to make sure that you've destroyed it before it becomes Aser B'Hanoah. But why don't we wait till the day? Maybe I want to do it, let's say, I'm not committing anymore. Can I do it the night before? So there are two reasons why we say that we wait till the day. One is because Rabbi Yehuda's source for the din of Sreifa is from Noiser. Noiser has a lock that has to be burnt by day. So a person should wait till daytime. A person should not do it the night before. But the Mishnah Berurah brings a second reason from the Maril, that we say Bittul twice. We say Bittul once after the Bedika, at the night time. We say Bittul a second time, right, before the Zman HaYisr. There's a concern a person might forget to say the second Bittul by the Zman HaYisr. By the first Bittul, he says in conjunction with the Bedika, so he does the Bedika. Immediately after he does the Bedika, he says Bittul, so that's a very good, it's a good reminder to remember to do the Bittul. But the second Bittul is the middle of the day, he's going to, some point in time on the clock, he has to say this Bittul. So we're afraid the person might forget to do that, but if we tell him, wait till that time to burn your Chametz, and then in conjunction with burning your Chametz, you will say the second Bittul, that'll be a good reminder for the person to say that Bittul. So therefore, we suggest to wait till that day. So it means, let's say, for argument's sake, a person is going to be going to work and he's not going to be able to burn it later on, and he's going to have to say the Bittul in his office. He's not really getting anything waiting for the Sreifa until the later time. The advantage of the Ramah, they shouldn't burn by day, so because of the union of Noiser. Okay, so he'll wait till the morning. But to wait till the Zman Isser, he doesn't do it with the Shlich. He can do it in the morning himself anyway. He'll say the Bittul either then or say the Bittul later, but he's not going to have the reminder of saying the Bittul Zman by waiting till the later time, then somebody else burn it for him. The Ramah is very clear that even the other cheshbon of Noiser is just a Maila, and everybody says if a person would want to burn it the night before, he could do so. So if a person has any reason why he can't wait till the daytime to burn it, a person could do that beer at nighttime. And remember that, however, the Bittul, you wait until the proper time to do in the following in the morning, in the proper time in the following morning. Have a